This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal will be held tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held in a single phase for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state. Our correspondent reports that there are over 5,73,43,000 voters in the state. In West Bengal, assembly elections will be held in 152 seats, covering 16 districts. Our correspondent reports that 1,478 candidates are contesting the elections in this phase. Today marks 1 year after the Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army, in a social media post, issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. In response to Pahalgam terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched the Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Atmanirbhar Bharat is an invitation to co-create, co-develop and co-innovate, as he made a strong pitch for enhanced collaborations between the defence industrial ecosystems of India and Germany. Addressing the German Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence and Security on day one of his three-day Germany visit in Berlin yesterday, Mr. Singh asserted that the world today is faced with new security threats and the technological transformation has made the situation highly complex and intricately connected. The Defence Minister reiterated that India and Germany are not only strategic partners, but also consequential voices in shaping the global discourse of the present times. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan met the UK defence industry leaders, focusing on the impetus to boost collaboration in the defence sector. He emphasised that enhanced economic integration will enable smoother collaboration in defence manufacturing, technology transfer and supply chain resilience. He also highlighted that defence industrial collaboration will boost co-design, co-development and co-production of critical technologies. General Chauhan yesterday laid a wreath at Memorial Gates in UK's Constitution Hill, paying solemn tribute to the fallen soldiers and honouring their courage and supreme sacrifice. General Chauhan also met the UK's Minister of State for Indo-Pacific, Seema Malhotra. He also led a roundtable conference with leading officials, think tanks and intellectuals on Indian military transformation, challenges and opportunity. In Uttarakhand, portals of Kedarnath Dham, located in Rudraprayag district, will be opened for devotees today. District Magistrate Vishal Mishra said that the district administration has completed all arrangements for the yatra. The portals of Badrinath Dham, located in Chamoli district, will be opened for devotees tomorrow. The district and police administration have made extensive arrangements to ensure a smooth and safe pilgrimage. US President Donald Trump has said that he will indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks to end the war. The announcement came as two-week truce was set to expire this morning. However, he also said he would continue the US Navy's blockade of Iran's ports and shore, which Iran's leaders have called an act of war. He said the blockade of Iranian ports will continue until Tehran presents a unified proposal. In women's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the third T20 international of the five-match series at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg today. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. The Proteas women have started the series strongly, winning the first two matches. The women in blue will be eager to bounce back and keep the series alive by securing a win in the third T20I. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.